It's that time of the week again.
Monday rolls around, you start thinking, what the hell? We don't get earthquakes in Australia. Why is this seismograph moving? It's because God is Dead is back in your fucking ears.
Hell let's yes.
Fuck you, just kidding. Let's go.
But honestly, let's go. My name's Campbell Walker.
Freaking go. My name's Bryce Mills.
And if you've never listened to the show before, the premise of God is Dead is quite simple. What we do is we take things from the internet that we think will make you say, holy smokes, God is dead.
No hope left.
None at all. We put them to the test. We analyze them. We pick them apart. And by the end, yeah, that's right. We arrive on our one thesis, baby. That one statement, God is dead.
Yeah, we're happy to be proved wrong. Honestly, we're open to it, but the journey
overjoyed.
Starts here. Yeah, we are usually so happy to be proved wrong, but look, everything we talk about visually, God is Dead, not clickbait, is where the pics are to follow along. YouTube, we're on there as well, uploading some highlights, some full little clips, depending on how the pod is.
Yeah,
you don't know what's going to be happening.
Exclusively on our moods.
Yes, link in the bio, well, you know, not the fucking bio, the description.
Nailed
this
it.
Is an Instagram. Also, I don't have to say link in bio anymore because I'm at 10K, so I can swipe the hell up.
Swipe up, baby. Well, we've got some cases. Speaking of swipe it up to stuff, nailed it. All right.
Beautiful, so, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, not speaking of Instagram, though. I have been, oh, God, punishing myself by going on TikTok. Man, that app, I swear to God, it goes through waves. And every now and then you just get into a corner or the algorithm just thinks less of you than you do. And you just start getting served some really cooked shit.
Yeah, and like I really think that, you know, it's become a bit of a meme to be like, whoa, TikTok, what the frickin' hell? But I promise you, there is some great stuff on there. But there's also stuff. The other night I was watching a POV video of someone putting their fingers up my asshole. And I did not ask for it. But it just came in my feed. The guy put his fingers in his mouth, pushed me against the shower, put his fingers in my ass. And again, I'm happy if I'm horny, then let me get my fingers put up my fucking ass. But I'm not at 2 p.m. on the bus. I'm not. So
makes one of us. But
and
yes.
Even after a year and a half, it's still happening. We're still getting this very rogue stuff.
It's very rogue, but it must keep people on the app. There must be a reason for all of this. And there's this one trend that I've found. I'm not even going to intro it. All I'm going to say is this exists now.
Beautiful.
And then, you know what? There's an even worse trend.
Okay, great. Great, great, great. We're doing
some deep
analysis.
So really bad TikTok trends. I'm not even going to bait them.
Could this be the Brad Bastidas 2.0 episode where we get all of the diehard fans of whoever you're about to put on blast in our comments on YouTube? He did nothing wrong.
I wish there was one person that I could blame for this, but there isn't. These are trends.
And I just want to throw in a tiny little case. If you love the bit of corporate cringe that we will occasionally dive in on, then there's a great app for you. Really promising. You'll enjoy the benefits of this app.
Regards.
Got a sponsored post for it. Beautiful stuff. Really useful for me. So let's hit that as well. You know what to do. Just listen.
Hell yeah.
God is Dead, case one.
Forbidden TikTok challenge.
Talk about forbidden. If you're watching the YouTube video, you'll see there's some smoke in the screen as well. On the little bit of the frame, you might see we're about to hotbox the damn pod area with an incense vape.
Anybody who knows me closely will know just how much incense I burn as a human being.
No, hey, it's hard when you got two dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so Bryce, I'm going to show you a video. For our listeners, you don't really need to see the visual. All you need to know is it's probably like a 15-year-old redhead kid.
Oh, cool. I was hoping that it would be something I haven't seen. I thought you were going to show me there's this one guy who maybe we'll go in on next week. So, okay, great. Haven't seen this.
So, we just need to listen to basically what he's saying. He's a bit of an edgelord, bit of a shitposter. I actually found this kind of funny. This is humor, in my opinion.
So, this kid's like, what, 17?
17 and clever.
New TikTok challenge. Take a pin and a mug and see if you can flip the pin into the mug. If you can do it throughout this video. And remember,
it's the kind of joke you would make. So he's shitposting about a challenge. He's like, come on, flip the pen into the mug. But meanwhile, you can just hear hardcore pornography in the background.
Why is he allowed to do that? Man, I tried to upload a TikTok, and I don't really go on it like that. But I uploaded one. I was like, whatever. Then I tried to upload my Instagram video, sex noises at the gym, and it immediately got taken down. Is it because I said sex? This kid's having sex. Not having it, but he's playing having sex.
He's doing the sex.
What the
so,
frick?
So this kid's name is Liam Wire, and a few months ago, he posted...
I just have a visualization of how bad this could get. All right, cool.
He posted a video that was not too dissimilar to that one, where he was starting a new TikTok challenge.
A few months later, did you say?
Yeah, and this one was called... Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Oh, okay, great.
Where he basically asked people, hey, pee your pants for TikTok. Duet this audio to use it. All right. What do you think people did?
I mean, was... Yeah.
Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Describe the video.
So as a kid, pee your pants challenge, the guy standing in front of the mirror. He's like wincing, like clenching his dick hole. And yeah, you can look and see there's a wet patch in his asshole, actually. So his dick must be tucked underneath. Not to get scientific.
Pee your pants challenge.
No way. He's got the guy got grey sweatpants on. He's got no shirt on. And we see the pee appearing down his left leg. Okay. Beautiful. What, I mean, that guy was anonymous.
That's the thing, man. And here's how it goes. So basically, it's called the Pee Your Pants Challenge. Mm. We've got up there 11.7 million views.
Lucrative challenge.
It's a lucrative challenge. And a lot of people are hijacking this just to get views on other stuff. A lot of people just doing straight up reaction vids. Yeah. But most of the videos are of people pissing themselves. Mm. Straight up. They say, pee your pants. Well, it's the audio that plays. And go, pee your pants challenge. And then his original audio. And then they all just start pissing themselves.
Yeah.
For social media.
And there's, it's interesting, like... to kind of look at it through a screen, it's like, oh, yeah. But I think you have to really put yourself in that person's, like, position. And peeing your pants is really, like, it's a really undignified thing to happen. It's a really embarrassing. Like, if
it's
you
also
saw someone
unnatural.
Pee their pants. Yeah, it's so unnatural to... It's kind of like if someone had a gun to my head and said, I want you to shit right now. I probably would be like, just shoot me, bro. I can't shit.
I don't want to live as that guy.
Well, also, I can't shit on command. So if you said pee your pants right now, I'd actually really struggle unless I was truly, truly busting, which means there's like hours of planning going into this challenge. And I think to sit there and piss yourself, like if that happened in public, you'd be ostracized. And it really like, you know, if look, there are people that couldn't help it and stuff, but there would be most people would look at that and not consider that. They'd go, what the fuck? So this is like, this is a weird... I mean, what are you hoping to gain?
Well, that's the thing. So, like, I went and hunted around for what that Liam Wire guy like said about it. And someone had contacted him for an interview because they're like, well, you clearly started this. What did you want? And he goes, I'm definitely surprised that the challenge actually became a trend. I created the challenge as a parody of other challenges that have gone viral on the internet in an attempt to show how pointless they are. I'm surprised to see people on the internet will pee themselves if you call it a challenge and add a hashtag.
So, just another little, like, salt. Rub in the wound.
Yeah, of like this edgelord's like legacy on the world is just a bunch of people urinating.
Well, people that took it seriously.
It's bizarre. But then at some point it becomes something to take seriously. If you're looking for like that really sort of what would you call like supreme patty bunk clout? Like
almost just like God, yeah, the word
anything for
it,
views.
Pretty much like it's this sort of it's this shock humor. It's this I can't believe he did that type humor.
Right,
whether
right,
it be
right.
robbing a store, whether it be squeezing a lemon in your eye, whether it be, you know, jumping on a board of nails off a slippery dip. It's this, oh my God, I would never do that. But he did it, and that's why I'm so entertained.
So if that was your personal brand, I could see how you would want the pee your pants challenge. But the thing that really stood out to me when I was scrolling these was there were some, like the ones I showed you, that had the bulk views, and they were the best pee your pants. Mm. But then there were
Like, what do you think was unique about those ones that got mad views? Were they funnier?
No. And
how do you escalate the pee your pants challenge?
Well, I just don't know. I assume it's just the algorithm picked it up and those people might have been early, or maybe they had some other stuff that had popped off before, so they had a following.
Yeah.
But the weird ones are the people who do that and get no views because those videos exist as well. And there's just these kids who are just pissing themselves while filming themselves.
Yeah.
And then there's just like... nothing.
Doing a challenge for no views. Like challenge culture is, I don't know if that's even the word, but it's a pretty unique and interesting sort of part of the world. Because it's a little off topic, but something fun you can try if you're ever bored and you're listening, if you've run out of episodes to listen to, look up like Harlem Shake, or, you know, what's some other challenges, like the mannequin challenge,
really old
on YouTube, and go to like sort by recently uploaded, most recently uploaded. And there's people in, you know, like Russia who have just decided now, oh, the mannequin challenge from 2016, we should do that.
And I reckon it's those people, and it's also people who are trying to encourage company culture to be fun. And,
dude, that's the thing. Super a lot of them are corporate. No, that's going to sound fucked. Yeah, a lot of them are like that. It'll be like some Russian high school, like Moscow High or something.
Where do you go? I go to Moscow High.
Being like, dude, all the teachers should do the mannequin challenge because exams are coming up. It's like all the kids are just like, fuck you. We're doing the pee your pants challenge, all right?
Yeah. And he's like, no, we're doing them. No, this is Moscow High, a reputable school.
Get to class. And he's like, all the kids squelching to class because they've pissed themselves.
Oh, ain't that a thing.
Final judgment.
If you have never listened to God is Dead before, this is the part of the podcast where we say, does the thing that we found on the internet prove whether or not God has died? Bryce, is God dead?
I want to say yes.
Ooh.
And I want to deep it a little bit because I think on the surface we can look at that and go, hey, it's just some people having fun.
Just some people pissing themselves.
But I don't know.
For views.
Because like challenges, something about challenges really make people want to do it. So the Tide Pod Challenge.
It's the word challenge.
People were genuinely hospitalized from the Tide Pod Challenge. The Pee Your Pants Challenge. Look. We all talk about social media legacy and like how things will follow you no matter how hard you try. I just don't know about when it's the kids that have got two views on the Piss Your Pants Challenge. Are they having mad fun while doing that, or are they going, fuck, I hope this goes viral. I hope this is my legacy. Oh, this is
my ticket out of this rat race, baby.
And then also, how do you, I'm layering some shit on top of each other here.
Please, man.
You think about the pump plan, right, which is this idea in the music industry where, hey, it doesn't matter how you get into the people's faces, just do it, right? So someone like
Doja Cat, perfect example.
Yeah, she was already, I remember listening to Doja Cat in 2013 being like, damn, I like this. But then it wasn't until Moo, which was honestly her taking the piss, where people go, oh my God, this is so funny. Oh, wait, she has other music. Oh, cool, we like the other music. And or the next song she put out was serious. And people go, oh my God, sick. So Doja Cat, the Moo thing, you've got Blueface kind of doing these really off-kilter raps, off-beat, off-everything. And then, hey, I'll put out a song that's a bit more on-beat.
There's some people who don't do it well. We talked about Long Neck.
Yeah.
In an episode. This is a very early episode.
Early.
Talking about Damn Long Neck. And Bryce, you showed me last week. You're like, dude, have you sussed what Long Neck's up to lately?
Yeah, so Long Neck's this kid who has clearly been sort of like, he's been born really underweight. So he's this very, very skinny guy.
Maybe muscular dystrophy. I'm not a doctor.
It's hard to know, but there's certainly like, it's certainly a striking physique, right? And he got sort of hijacked by Supreme Patty, where there was a, you know, that guy who had the mugshot with the really wide neck, he and this guy with a really long neck who's quite skinny were kind of recruited by this meme guy Supreme Patty, who does the lemons in the eyes challenges and stuff, and he got them in videos, you know, basically, give me this neck, come on, I'm getting neck from this girl. It's all about licking the neck, and he would fake orgasm and stuff, and they put a rap song out where they said they were next up.
N-E-C-K-S-T up.
Yeah, and so Long Neck now, he's sort of, Supreme Patty's parted ways with him, but he's still putting up videos, and it's really tough. Like, all the comments are kind of like, you fucking fell off, like, blah, 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 blah. And so this kid didn't quite, on the idea that you're in the public eye, let's go now, you know? There's definitely people who have really kind of done it and finessed it, and I just don't know if the Pee Your Pants Challenge is the launching pad that people think it could be, right? Like, when you trace back a lot of these people, it's like, oh, they did, maybe they made funny videos. I don't know. So we look at someone like Joji, right?
Yep.
Who has just put out an album literally less than a month ago. There are people that don't know his origins, that are listening and that they're genuine fans. He's such a good musician. But he started out making such obscure, wild, gross out humor YouTube videos that for a lot of fans they've converted to the music, but there's some who don't even know it. And he won't even talk about it in interviews anymore. He's completely, he said that's, you know, not on the cards anymore.
Born again.
So for someone like Joji, yeah, he's been able to, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people saw videos of him, you know, eating like vomit omelets or whatever was going on and going, oh,
or even that's
God.
Why I fucked her in a fucking whale, pussy, you fucking nerd.
That's lyrics.
Like his old lyrics.
Yeah. So he's finessed it. I just don't know how the Piss Your Pants Challenge
is going to create the next Joji.
No, absolutely not.
So I would agree that I think when these challenges roll around, they do present an opportunity to the opportunistic. However, the problem is that usually the risk of things going sour is low with these challenges. Usually it's like, hey, do a TikTok dance and it's all gain but no pain. If it flops, that's okay. You were just a guy dancing in a video.
Yeah.
But this now has all gain but complete all pain. And the gain isn't actually even that high. At best, you become a laughingstock of a meme. And at worst, you, I don't know, you become the guy who pissed himself on the internet for views.
Yeah, I just always think about what happens when these dudes pull up at the party. Like when a guy like when a guy like J Station, who we've covered, I recommend listening to that episode as an example of how this clout shit is funny. J Station making videos where he pretends to drink the baby potion, he pretends to drink the gay potion, they're his words. He invented this concept, right? It's a fucked up thing where he goes, if I drink this potion, I'll turn gay, and he follows the results of that. It's as fucked up as you can imagine. It's absolutely irreprehensible. But I just wonder how these dudes are pulling up to the party and people are like, oh, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm Strudelers. Like, I've got a this happening. And then, oh, cool, you know, kid X or whatever. What do you do?
I just want to say that's Bryce talking for the people who can't tell us apart. I don't yeah, introduce myself
party,
ever
Strudelers.
That way. Hello, this is my username. And I would never do that in a million years. But the point is,
but totally, like,
I would much rather do that than say, yeah, I got 300 followers off pissing myself. So,
yeah, or even a million. It's like, oh, cool, what do you do? Oh, pissing my pants. And it could be funny, but it's just that there's not enough escalation or weirdness. It's just standing in the mirror and literally pissing yourself. We're spending so much time on this strange concept. I want to say God's dead. It's not that academic.
Hell yeah. All right, buried. Let's move on. God is dead. Case two. Desk time. Desk time.
This is a little, I know we're going to TikTok part two in a sec, but I just wanted to throw in a mini little case here.
Mm-hmm.
So we get this promoted tweet, right? And it's from Desk Time. And so just show me what you're seeing just visually. Just don't read it, just visually.
Okay, just looking at the picture. All right, it's two friends and they seem to be at
fist bumping.
Yeah, opposite facing computers. They're fist bumping. They look like serious Silicon Valley yuppie types.
They're in the office, just fist bumping.
Just fist bumping.
Right?
Yeah, they're just broing down with some fat yak.
Totally. So Desk Time on this tweet says, we all have that one coworker with whom Slack chats turn into meme timelines and water cooler conversations become hard to breathe laughing fits. Cry laugh emoji, of course. Full stop, cry laugh emoji.
Thank you, sir. Full stop, cry laugh.
That is a full stop, bro. All right.
Oh, good God. All
these
right.
are the colleagues that make you stay overtime just to have extra fun before hitting home. Full stop, love heart. Again,
oh,
the
God.
Love heart is a full stop.
Oh, God.
Tag your partner in crime.
No.
But this is the thing. All right. Holy fucking shit. So you think about that, it's like, oh, cool. That is true. Who is your... This caption on the photo says, who is your partner in laughs? It is a true thing that we all have people at work we get along with. It is hard when it's like expressed like this.
Yes.
But the kicker of this bullshit is...
Please.
Do you want to know what Desk Time is?
Let me die, Bryce.
In their words, they say, Desk Time is an automatic time tracking software that tracks and analyzes your productivity. Follow for insights on time tracking, productivity, and effectiveness. So it then on this tweet says, how exactly time gets tracked on Desk Time? Down finger pointing to the picture emoji. Automatic time tracking works only when working at the computer, and after 3 minutes of no activity, idle time starts. The software then calculates your effectiveness and productivity.
Oh.
Check out the infographic and ask us anything. So this is some shit that is telling bosses how many hours and minutes their employees have spent at the desk, their effectiveness as a percentage. It shows in orange the idle, unproductive time.
Bro, that's
and
just...
It
oh,
gives
yep.
you a productivity measurement. This is not some chilling at the office with my bro type stuff. This is a fucking brutal bit of software.
It's capitalism and a tone-deaf boomer using social media's clothing.
Yeah. Bleah!
Final judgment.
Desk Time, the fun app that, you know, is trying to make it cutesy that you're essentially putting, like, strapping a tracking device to your to your employees.
We all have that one friend who loves an ankle bracelet.
Putting a fucking shock collar on a dog.
Like, straight up, and being like, tag a dog who sings.
How many... Don't spend more than 3 minutes fucking chatting at the water cooler with your desk buddy, because you'll start getting tracked on desk time.
Oh, my goodness.
But does it prove God's dead or alive?
Yeah. We've got to separate it. So, firstly, there's the tone of voice, which is just so generic. And I was offended when they dropped tag, because I thought what they were trying to do is get around the algorithms that reduce the word tag being having reach. And so I thought they were trying to do that classic thing that you see only in marketing. We all have that one mate who blank, 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 and it looks like a statement, which means if you don't get comments, you're safe. If you do get comments, fuck yeah, that was actually the aim. But then they drop the tagger mate. So now they've got some skin in the game. Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, you can combat it with money, right?
Yeah. So is that on IG or is it everything?
Everything.
This is on Twitter. Wow.
Yeah.
If you say tagger mate, that happens.
Yeah. So now you've got this problem where you're like, all right, there's skin in the game and they have to get tags, otherwise they look supremely lame.
The tweet had one like at the time of screenshots.
Even better.
No comments.
So yeah, and I find that weird. I also I couldn't imagine the type of person who it's like a Venn diagram. It's like reads the whole ad, but not what the product is about,
totally.
And then tags their friend. It's such a specific type of person, because if someone's reading that ad, they're reading the entire thing, and they're probably too technical, or then they'll be repulsed to actually tag the friend.
Yeah.
Or if somebody is tagging a friend, they're probably going to tag them in something good, not an ad. So I'm like, I don't know who this is for.
Well, that's it, because it's not even funny. It's like, I get it when there's a video. There's that classic video of these two, like, they're working in sort of like a back of house sort of dealing with cargo and like shipments and stuff, and they're both just dancing really wild and just silly on this CCTV footage, and it's like, we all have that friend at work that we're just so silly with, and that always gets heaps of likes and shares because it is a genuinely heartwarming, funny video. It's not
that you've capitalized on.
Yeah, it's not like Desk Time. Like, you can say to me, you always have that friend that you say stuff to. I'm not gonna put my ass on the line and tag them on that public thing. So yeah, you're totally right. That as a separate thing.
Yeah, it's intended toward nobody. So like, on one count, I think things being intended toward nobody is why landfill exists. It's just people like senselessly wanting profit. And then there's the other thing, which is tracking people's productivity. And while I should be sort of taking offense to the sort of, what would you call it, like 1984 style surveillance fetish of whoever they think is going to buy their product and the company itself. Yeah. What I really take offense toward, man, is the fact that they assume that all productivity is homogenized.
Yeah, exactly.
That some people, I don't know.
Eight hours is 8 hours.
And you work from 9 to 5 with, you know, and you have to be at your computer with no 3 minute breaks.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, I don't know, I like to condense all mine from like 7 a.m. to midday. And then I usually take a break and then I come back to it, right? Yeah. And it's like what they're doing and what they're assuming will only turn us into robot slaves.
Yeah.
I'm 14 and I'm outraged.
Yeah. Damn. 1984 came true, bro.
God is dead, bro.
What the hell, bro?
God is friggin' dead.
That book's crazy.
Bro.
That book, what the hell?
My Life at Penguin Classic.
God is dead, case 3.
TikTok tributes. So I said in the intro that I had two TikTok trends, and I started with the one that I think was sort of light and funny, but it led me to thinking, oh man, I wonder what is the objectively worst content on TikTok. I wonder if I can find it. While I don't think I've found it, I think I've found something that would be in the top 10.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, big call.
But this, thus far, of everything I've ever seen on TikTok, and man, I've been down furry talk. Like, it's been a huge moment of education for me. I think this might be it. So there are 4 videos. I'll show you this one. So firstly, what do you see on the screen?
It looks like some black and white or sort of grayscale footage you're about to see, and there's just a lady standing in like sort of a doorway hallway.
All right, read out the captions.
Okay. Oh, hi, welcome to heaven. How did you die? And why do you look like that? I died by gas chambers in Auschwitz. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Do you know what that is?
That's it.
Do you know what we're saying?
Is this Holocaust tribute TikTok?
It's people pretending to be Jews that died in the Holocaust for TikTok views. It's insane and it exists. Let's watch a friggin' another one.
No, this is a whole trend.
This is a whole friggin' trend.
What the hell? Part 2, SFX, POV. The girl who died in the Holocaust tells you how it happened. Oh, this reminds me of that Snapchat series where it was people showing you what it would be like if they had Snapchat in the Holocaust. It's so fucked.
Straight up.
Okay.
How did it happen?
Oh, why don't we, like, because it's two different people. Why don't we dictate who's different. Like,
all right, sick. I'll go first.
You're great.
How did it happen?
I was in my home making a stew, and the Nazis came and they broke down my door and started kicking me and beating me out of my own home. They shoved us on a train with a bunch of other people from my town. We're all going to the same place, Auschwitz. And we knew we were never coming back.
I can't imagine how scary that would have been.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
127,000 likes.
Completely. And the people are sort of wearing clothes that I guess might sort of look a bit like that.
Well, I guess they're trying to look olden timey.
The
girl is wearing a bandana that's camo. Clearly like army camo. So I don't know how that works.
And she's inside. I mean, she's done her makeup to sort of look maybe like an old photo, or like she's got sunken eyes, like she's been starved
I think it's like they're going for like how photos look. Because there was one girl, her makeup is like, grayscale almost. Like they're trying to look like black and white photos, some of them.
So this person, I think, has gone a lot harder on the costume. Now she's only in a hoodie.
A red zip up hoodie or maroon.
So return in 7, 6... 5, 4,
she's looking excited,
3,
looking around.
2, 1, what's going to happen to her?
What?
She's being called Jude. And then she gets shot.
What
happens is, basically it goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the camera flashes to black and white, and she's meant to be having a flashback because it's like some sort of flashback challenge. I don't know, I'm freaking 29.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and then the flashback that she gets is now she's in black and white, and she's got one of those, like the Star of David's that says Jude on it.
Uh-huh.
Is exactly like one would in World War II in Germany. She gets shot. Then she gets shot in the video, and that's the whole point of view. That's the friggin' video, dude. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the worst one.
This is a whole thing.
This is a whole freaking trend, dude. It's a whole freaking trend.
Why
of people.
All these things I don't get understand anything.
I don't understand it. And I don't understand why kids take themselves so seriously when they do this, but I kind of do because I used to be a kid and I was an idiot too.
These are all teens, aren't they? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, here we have
this is the fourth and final one.
With a hoodie on. He's got braces, so you know it's some teen shit. He's just
lip-syncing and singing.
And
then wait for the drop.
It looks like a thirst trap TikTok at this point.
Get that Jew to the showers! So what happens?
What?
It's like in the song, you're meant to sort of flash back to something, and then it goes black and white, and now he's in literal striped pajamas. And no, I don't mean what the Jews wore in the concentration camps. I mean literal striped
pajamas. The type of striped pajamas where, you know, it's the classic thing where like if you imagine like an old man with a nightcap and a candle investigating a spook in the night.
Yeah, it could almost double as a dress shirt.
Striped pajamas, like not. I mean,
and then the captions come on. To the showers, get that Jew. Oofed, oofed, oofed. That trend exists, and now you know about it. Isn't that mad?
It sits weird.
What's your first thought? What's your first reaction after seeing this? I mean, you've seen so much stuff online, both by being you and through this podcast.
Yeah.
But that is hitting a different type of
and it's
weird, in well, my opinion.
And it's hard to know what to say because it's not malicious.
No.
It's just, and I mean, I don't know if ignorance is the word because, again, they, you know, they've obviously done research and like the girl with the badge on and stuff. For all we know that some of these kids could have relatives that were, you know, affected by this and maybe they're trying to help out, but it just would the relatives be like, awesome way of paying tribute.
Finally,
or
you
not.
Made a tribute TikTok. That's exactly how I'd like my memory to be honored.
Are we limiting TikTok by saying,
are we gatekeeping
these
tributes?
These kids can't use TikTok to do a tribute. It's like, you know, it's like when, for a while, I remember being in like high school and finding it a bit weird when people would, I remember this one girl posted a picture on social media where her horse had passed away. And she was doing this, message to the horse. It was like a picture of the horse. And it was like, you were such a good horse. Like, you were so good, blah, blah, blah. Like, you were always well-behaved in the shows and stuff. And I remember sitting there, I was like 16, being like, you know, the horse can't read this. Like, but I was just young. And I guess now I just look at that and go, look, it's your way of grieving. Like, it's, you know, again, I don't know. I haven't been in a position where a horse of mine. I never had a horse before, so I don't know. I genuinely don't know if it's a different.
I never lost a horse in the Holocaust.
Never lost a horse. So I don't know. Like, are we being too like, you can't do that on TikTok? But it does. My gut instinct is Jesus Christ. It does feel weird when that's sitting next to, like I said at the top of the episode, videos of guys doing a POV where they lick their fingers and stick it in my fucking tight ass. That is also sitting next to it. And so if I'm scrolling on the For You page, I'm getting a dude, you know, put a two-finger fucking thing in my ass.
Then a guy pisses himself.
Then a guy pissing himself. Then a Holocaust tribute. It's all too much stimulus. I don't know.
Should we judge it?
Yeah. Oh, we just got to judge it.
Final judgment.
Oh, man, this is a really tricky one. I my gut instinct is there. I'm starting to have like a bit of a kind of, oh God, well, what about, I don't know. You've spent a bit more time with this in your brain. Mm. Have you got some initial kind of judgment on it as a God is dead or alive?
So I think it would be too easy to say, oh, this is offensive and just write it off. I think it would also be too easy to say that these kids are just doing this for views. Something right. Doesn't feel super view heavy about it. Maybe it does, but I don't want to be a cynic. What I want to say...
Like, it's not a Holocaust thirst trap.
No, it's not a Holocaust thirst trap.
It's not like sexy Holocaust or like Holocaust dance challenge. That would be pretty obvious. Like, it's clickbait, it's views. But
yeah,
this is...
I can see that they're trying to dramatize it and bring out the pathos because maybe they feel a bit something for them. So because of that, I'm going to say God is alive and this is just teenagers being teenagers. But there is something good beneath teenagers acting like idiots, right? And that is the fact that if we don't learn history, we're doomed to repeat it. And sometimes it's easy, as an aging man. I'll be 30 in a few weeks. Wow. But it's easy the older I get to think how
dead
hard...
Cyber, by the way.
No. That's when you got to find a new me. You got to find a new guy. No, but it's easy the older you get to think, man, it must be really, really hard to be a teenager. And man, if I was a teenager right now, my head would just be full of stimulus like what we were just talking about. It would just be full to the brim of bullshit and I wouldn't even have time to... maybe take on some important knowledge or some wider contextual knowledge like history, right? And yet there are these children who are learning about history and maybe they're just showing that they care in the way that they've been shown that people care. I don't know. I want to believe, man. It's like when I hear about aliens and the Illuminati and reptilians. I just want to believe that these kids are good people.
Well, that's it. It's like when I remember, you know, it's a full thing. If you look it up, it was, I don't know if it was called Someone's Story, like Something Story or something, where there was a Snapchat series where it was literally, imagine if a girl had Snapchat in the Holocaust. And like on paper, that sounds so fucked up because Snapchat, you don't associate with education. You don't associate it, like with TikTok, you associate it with the worst of it. And I remember after you get rid of that initial shock value of like, Jesus Christ, I don't know if anyone wants to know what it would be like to have Snapchat during the Holocaust. Just the word Snapchat is like, it makes you laugh a little bit. But then you think about it and you go, well, hold on. This is maybe like educational for kids that they're spending a lot more, they're more invested in something like Snapchat versus when a teacher's sort of trying to tell them in class or, hey, we're going to the museum. I think a lot of people would hear museum and just, you know, they might regret it later, but as a kid, they zone out
Switch
a little
off.
Bit, you know? And so or they're with their friends and they don't have time to like fully sit and contemplate what they're viewing because they're kind of distracted by all the things going on. Oh my God, my crush is here. Like, blah, blah, blah. When am I getting the bus home? What do I have to do? Did I forget my sports uniform?
Those are my three thoughts as a child, actually. I just rotated through those three.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe there's a net positive with like having a series like that. And again, with this, it's like, I have a feeling every single one of the people you showed me will regret this, but that's just human nature. We all regret even the good stuff we've done, like stuff that did objectively good at the time. You look back and go, that wasn't great.
But I prefer those people to the people pissing themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I could have a world, if I had to pick, gun to my head, I would pick the weird people making odd history tributes that kind of miss the mark.
Yeah, no, totally. Because, yeah, like there is some attempt there to make an impact and be meaningful.
And perhaps new technology is just the sugar that makes the medicine go down, right?
Yeah, like, what did you say?
And perhaps the new technology is just the sugar that makes the medicine go down, like, in the sense that we just need to update the way that we teach to whatever the times are.
Yeah, like, and to be fair, like, you know, you say that, but I promise you if, like, teachers went on TikTok and tried to do this, it would be a disaster. But it's like, you've got to let the kids handle it, right? They're the teens. You've got to let them be the ones that do it. They're the only ones that can carry the message, like, because I understand the platform, they know what's going on. So like, I think you think TikTok and you think the worst shit, but you know, I think these kids, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that this isn't a self-serving thing of like,
same,
want to get views. It's like, I want to do a good job of making a good product, but I think I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they're there to go,
sweet,
can't wait to get viral off this.
I'm just gonna call it. God's alive.
I agree. Look, God's alive. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, the best thing you can do is please drop the 5 stars if you haven't on Apple. We're figuring out the Spotify thing. I'm sorry that if you listen via Spotify and you're having to listen to this in some weird source, we are working on it. It's some very boring, we're trying to investigate it. We think we know what's going on, but it's a bit of a boring like thing to, it's, yeah, you don't want to know, but like we're working.
You don't want to know.
This world, man, you are ready to hear about what
bro,
it's like.
Bro, I'm shielding you from like emailing our podcast tenancy post or whatever they're called.
Lol. Yeah, so trust us, we're working on it. But if you can drop a review, that'd be great. If you can tell some friends. I reckon this is one that, you know, if you like, you know, if you like some wild, not wild, but if you like some
interesting,
fully in-depth conclusions to the memes and stuff, let them know. Hopefully that was all right to listen to. You know to find Cam Struthless69.
And you know to find Bryce at Bryce V Mills, baby. You can check out everything that we've talked about as God Is Dead, Not Clickbait.
Hit the YouTube in the links down below. We're there. You can see the face reveal. You know how it works. Otherwise, we love you.
Love you.
Case closed.